Bom dia a todos.
A very good morning to you all. I'd like to declare open this award-giving ceremony of the Council of Europe, of the North-South Prize. Your Excellency, the President of the Republic, Your Excellency, the President of the Council of Europe, the President of the Delegation of the Portuguese Parliament to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, representing the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Director of the North-South Centre of the Council of Europe, Marta Santos Pais, representing the International Committee on Commission Against the Death Penalty and its President, Professor Joël Rio, representing the Network of Experts of the Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Change, Vice Presidents of the Portuguese Parliament, Vice Presidents of the Parliamentary Groups, MPs, guests, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to begin by warmly greeting all the speakers and the participants and our guests. And I would like to say how very pleased I am, both personally and as the President of the Portuguese Parliament, to meet with you once again in person in the Portuguese Parliament after the recess we had in 2020 because of the pandemic, which meant that we had to meet in a different way from the one we are having today. A special greeting to those who, by means of the parliamentary channel and the social media of the Council of Europe and the Portuguese Parliament, are closely following us. To you all, please feel very welcome to the Portuguese Parliament. Ladies and gentlemen, notwithstanding the obvious concerns with the pandemic, especially due to the new variant Omicron of SARS-CoV-2, which meant that the President of the International Commission Against Death Penalty could travel to our country to receive in person the award. It was the general belief that this award justified that all efforts should be endeavored so as to keep the tradition of its delivery in a public ceremony held in the House of Portuguese Democracy with the presence of His Excellency, the President of the Republic, whom I'd like to greet once again. And I say this because, as you know, the Portuguese Parliament was dissolved on the 5th of December, and as such, it's very limited in its powers and its activities. All of this proves the importance that Portugal gives to the existence of the North-South Centre, which was set up 31 years ago, based in Lisbon, with the purpose of promoting dialogue between North and South and fostering solidarity and increasing the awareness of the interdependency at global level. Of course, the importance given to the North-South Award by all involved institutions, a prize which in 2020 was awarded to two organizations, one from the North and the other from the South, because of their commitment to the rule of law and democracy and human rights, and it fostered solidarity, interdependency and partnerships. The International Commission Against the Death Penalty acknowledges its contribution to in favor of abolishing the death penalty and all efforts made to abolish it, and acknowledging the contribution of its 10 years of existence to the promotion of the most fundamental human right, which is the right to life. This mission integrates 22 people from countries all over the world and is chaired by Judge Novanaten, who is a legal expert from South Africa, who between 2008 and 2014 was the High Commissioner of the United Nations for Human Rights, and who's represented in the ceremony by Marta Santos Pais, who is also a member of said international committee. commission rather, the Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Change has played a key role in bringing together in the white space of the Mediterranean the various stakeholders and in facing the major challenge of our lives, which is climate change, as well as their contribution to setting up public policies based on science and scientific knowledge. This network includes over 600 scientists, 35 states from the Mediterranean and Europe, and which is represented here by its coordinators, Professor Oscar Kramer and Joël Riot, who are references in climate change, and they do not require any further introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, in the ceremonies of awarding the North-South Prize, the president of the Portuguese Parliament plays the role of a host, and so I don't want to speak for a long time. So in my own name and on behalf of the Portuguese Parliament, that is, on behalf of all the Portuguese people who are represented in this Parliament, let me address the warmest congratulations to the laureates. And we hope that they will continue to, with their good work, in favor of a more sustainable and fairer world. Thank you so much for your attention.
Tem agora a palavra o presidente.
And we now give the floor to the President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Ambassador Manuel Montobio. The floor is yours.
Señor Presidente da República, señor Presidente da Asamblea, Secretario Geral Adjunto do Consello de Europa, Presidente da Delegação Portuguesa na Asamblea Parlamentaria do Consello de Europa, señoras e señores laureados, embaixadores, señoras e señores. Por que e para que estamos cá? Que o que premiamos con esta ceremonia de entrega do Premio Norte-Sul 2020? Qual é o seu sentido último, o seu mensagem, a sua apelação, a sua invocação? Estamos cá por a vida e para a vida, porque não nos resignamos que a morte se imponha a vida, por a vida das pessoas e a vida do planeta, que a mesma vida, a nossa vida, porque não nos resignamos...
Because human beings... impose death penalty to other human beings, and we claim that it should be abolished so that the actions and blindness of human beings about climate change and to make life possible on Earth, so that we're not condemned to death because we want to live. So the jury of the North-South Prize that I have the honor of chairing decided to give the North-South Prize 2020 to the International Commission Against the Death Penalty and also to the Network of Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Change. That is why we're holding this award ceremony of the North-South Prize, and thus we are celebrating life. So we know why we are here, but it's also how and Jean Monnet in his memories wrote that people do not linger on, but institutions do. And each person should take advantage of the accumulated wisdom of those who existed before us. Also enabling institutions to go further. Newton said that we can see beyond the horizon, standing on the shoulders of giants. The drops of steam disperse people. People alone sometimes cannot change anything. When closed in a cylinder, working together in an institution, we can transform reality and promote the abolition of death penalty and insist on preventing climate change. We need institutions and also steam catalysts. We need Trotsky cylinders. This prize was established 26 years ago as an instrument to acknowledge the contribution for the human beings, the rule of law, democracy, and intercultural dialogue and solidarity between the South and the North. And also to be an example to be followed in pursuing these principles and ideas. The regulation was amended in 2020 so that it could be given to more personalities, not only individual personalities, but also to institutions. So this is the first North-South prize given to two institutions / organizations, and thus recognizing their value. And this takes place in a very important moment.
And how? We are here because in June 1988, there was an international conference on the follow-up of the North-South campaign, and there was a Madrid appeal, because the conference was in Madrid, to call for the continuation of North-South solidarity, and the then Prime Minister of Portugal, Mario Soares, offered premises in Lisbon to create the center. We are here also because in 2010, some personalities, some states, decided to create international commission against the death penalty. We are here because in 2015, these laureates and other scientists decided to promote the Mediterranean Expert and on Environmental and Climate Change Network. And this was possible because before, in 1995, the heads of state and government and the representatives from all the Mediterranean, for the first time in many centuries, met in Barcelona and launched with the Barcelona Declaration the Barcelona process. And this meant the political and diplomatic existence, collective consciousness of the Mediterranean, not as a line of divide between us and the others, but as a common space of peace and shared prosperity and development and mutual understanding. A Mediterranean which contemporarily finds its founding act in the Barcelona Declaration and which was transformed in the Union for the Mediterranean. A Mediterranean made in practice through initiatives such as the MEDEC network, of which the Union for the Mediterranean is one of the promoter organizations, and it's the one who proposed Secretary General Nasser Kamel their candidacy. It is in the light of these considerations, on the what and what for, on the who and the how of this North-South Prize 2020, that the decision of the jury acquires its ultimate sense when it states its willingness to acknowledge the unique contribution of the International Commission Against the Death Penalty to the global trend against the death penalty and its key role in international movement, working for the abolition of the death penalty, therefore contributing on substance to the promotion of the most fundamental human right, the right of life, which affects all others, as well as the rule of law and democracy, and on form to international solidarity and partnerships for the achievement of this common goal inherent to our common human condition. It also states its willingness, or it considers that the MEDEC network constitutes both a leading and inspirational example of the potentiality of collaboration between states and societies to face the challenges of climate change and environmental sustainability, as well as of the need and potentiality of scientific and expert cooperation to produce knowledge and analysis which can provide a sound basis to policy planning and making to face them, providing decision makers and advocacy promoters and public opinion key support to promote for the region the 1.5 global goal of the Paris Agreement, and considers also that it constitutes an excellent concretion and example on how to implement and carry out the vision of the Mediterranean as a shared space of peace, development and human rights, which led to the creation 25 ago of the Barcelona process. Finally, the jury considers also that when awarding the prize, it has the intention to acknowledge the cooperation for the achievement of these goals, which converge in the International Commission Against the Death Penalty and the MEDEC network, and the relevant contribution to them, while recognizing the tax of the International Commission on its 10th anniversary and of the Union for the Mediterranean on the 25th anniversary of the Barcelona process. Then, entao, obrigado, aos galardonados e parabéns.
I would like to congratulate the laureates, and I wish that in this city of Lisbon, where Saramago wrote his book on blindness, and also the great Portuguese poet Camões wrote the Lusíadas, so that this prize shows us the way, guides us on the solidarity and consciousness of global interdependence, development, peace, human rights, the rule of law, and democracy. Thank you so much. The interpreter would like to highlight that both speakers were not kind enough to provide a copy of their speech to the booth. Thank you. Thank you, Ambassador. And now we give the floor to the President of the Portuguese Delegation of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Member of Parliament Pedro Bacelar de Vasconcelos. The floor is yours.
Your Excellency, the President of the Republic, Your Excellency, the President of the Portuguese Parliament, Your Excellency, the Deputy General Secretary of the Council of Europe, Your Excellency, the President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, I'd like to welcome the laureates of the 2020 Award, Your Excellency, Professor Marta Sanches Paes, representing the International Commission Against the Death Penalty, and the President of said Commission, Nevi Pillay, and Your Excellencies, Professors Wolfgang Kramer and Joël Guillot, representing the Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Change. The first human beings were born hundreds of thousands of years ago in the south of the African continent, and later they settled throughout the world, immigrating to the north and settling in Asia, America, and Europe. Starting in the Renaissance, Europe claimed for the West all the civilizational heritage that had been built in the East. It oppressed other cultures and the civilizational heritage of other people and societies, not caring about the remote origin of humanity. The Mediterranean place has a profound symbolic value as the privileged place of coming together of people and goods, an area of conflicts and sharing between the East and the West, from the North and the South for thousands of years. In visiting Greece, Pope Francis recently made an emotional appeal to European leaders to stop what he called the shipwreck of civilization, which is the fatal result of the migratory tragedy underway between the two borders of the Mediterranean, the two shores of the Mediterranean. The award of the North-South 2020 award shows the urgent reconciliation that has to happen and a peaceful cooperation between the people that live on the two hemispheres of our small planet, so small that it has shown its vulnerability to the predatory action of human beings, and so fruitful that it has led to a greed without boundaries and lack of respect for human life, which in turn is threatened by the planetary environmental catastrophe and by the pitiless nature of other human beings. The action carried out by the two institutions that have received the award from the Council of Europe is part of this large semantic of the North-South axis, which gives its name to the ceremony that brings us together. Impact of climate and environmental change in this hydrographic basin was for the first time the object of a scientific assessment by the Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Change Network, which means that there is a common collaboration of over 500 scientists from the states on both sides of the Mediterranean. The great complexity of causality between economic activity and ecological disturbances requires a rigorous methodology, multidisciplinary cooperation, and indispensable scientific authority to impose the adoption of effective measures to policymakers. Defending life and promoting human dignity are at the core of the civic intervention of the 24 personalities which comprise the International Commission Against Death Penalty. Nobody can be set aside in a human society, be it an old or young person, a man or woman, innocent or guilty, friend or enemy. Quite on the contrary, it is the inspiring conviction of modern criminal law that the human being is able to regenerate, which makes the death penalty an absurd and abominable sanction. Therefore, it is a very happy circumstance that we must underline that the award of the North-South 2020 award should take place in this house, which is the house of the legislative power in a country that was the pioneer in abolishing the death penalty, in a bold movement which prevailed even though we had the longest dictatorship in Western Europe. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, with its President Rick Dams, who it is my honor to represent here, would like to thank the generous commitment of the laureates and their priceless contribution to the defense of the values of democracy, peace, state of law, and human dignity. Thank you very much. I'd like to give the floor to the Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Bjorn Borg.
President of the Republic, President of the Assembly, Chairperson of the Portuguese Delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly, distinguished laureates of the North-South Prize, Chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Center, Executive Director of the North-South Center, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I begin by congratulating the International Commission Against the Death Penalty and the network of Mediterranean experts on climate and environmental change. And of course, their representatives here today, Marta Santos-Peix, Dr. Joel Guillot, and Professor Wolfgang Kramer, on winning this year's North-South Prize. I believe for all of us, it is a pleasure to acknowledge the extraordinary work that you do and have done for a number of years. For more than a decade now, the International Commission Against the Death Penalty has built and deployed a network of high-level personalities around the world to advocate for the universal abolition of the death penalty. It has established itself as a key player in the international abolitionist movement, and its efforts have proven crucial to expanding the circle of countries that have ended the use of the death penalty. The Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Change has also brought together an impressive international coalition, with 600 scientists drawn from 35 Mediterranean countries, conducting the first ever scientific assessment of the impact of climate change and environmental change in the Mediterranean basin. And by building up a network of states and societies that produces knowledge-based analysis on which good environmental policy can be built. These are certainly two very different areas of work, but the approach of the two prize winners has a great deal in common. Each contributes to the advance of human rights and very much complements the Council of Europe's work. Article 1 of the Protocol 6 to the European Convention on Human Rights is crystal clear when it comes to the death penalty, stating that, I quote, "No one shall be condemned to such penalty or executed," end of quote. And we can take pride that this is indeed no longer the case in any of the Council of Europe's 47 member states. Where climate change and the environmental harm threaten people's enjoyment of their human rights, our court and our organization also acts. On this, we again rely on the European Convention, as well as the European Social Charter, and the specific environmental-related treaties that we have developed over time. Today, I believe none of us can be indifferent to climate change. And given the urgency of the issue, there is a new impetus for action across our organization, including work on a new recommendation by the Committee of Ministers to its member states. But what links the two prize winners this year is not only their contribution to human rights, but also the way in which they go about their work. None of them sits still and waits for governments to prompt them, but instead actively pursue their activities to the good of our societies. None of them thinks that one individual or organization has all the answers, but instead opt to reach out and work with others. And none of them believes that the pressing challenges that concern them can be remedied by one country, but instead work across borders in a spirit of cooperation and solidarity underpinned by dialogue. I believe that this outlook, this worldview, is the same one that inspired the creation of the North-South Center, providing an important ongoing platform for the Mediterranean region, for Europe and the wider world to engage in dialogue, develop mutual understanding, and come together to solve our common problems. So our gratitude goes to the Portuguese authorities for hosting the center, for supporting the North-South Prize, and for helping us remain faithful to multilateral cooperation. And once again, I congratulate the winners of this year's prize and all who have dedicated themselves to working with others in pursuit of a better future for us all. Thank you very much for your attention.
Muito obrigado, senhor.
Thank you, Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, and I will now invite His Excellency, the President of the Republic, to give the North-South Prize to the representatives of the laureates. His Excellency is the President of the Republic, and the Speaker give the North-South Prize 2020 to Marta Sanchez, representing Judge Navanathan Pillay, the chairperson of the International Commission Against the Death Penalty.
Suas Excelências, o Presidente.
His Excellencies, the President of the Republic and the Speaker of Parliament, give the North-South Prize of the Council of Europe 2020 to Wolfgang Kramer and Joël Guillaume, representing the Network of Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Changes.
Tem a palavra, Dra. Marta.
Let me give the floor to Marta Santos Paes, representing the International Commission Against the Death Penalty, representing the chairperson, Judge Navanathan Pillay.
Senhor Presidente da República, Senhor Presidente da Assembleia da República, Senhor Secretário-Geral Adjunto do Conselho da Europa, Senhor Presidente da Delegação da Assembleia da República, Assembleia Parlamentar do Conselho da Europa, Senhor Presidente do Comitê Executivo do Centro Norte-Sul do Conselho da Europa, Senhor Diretor Executivo do Centro Norte-Sul do Conselho da Europa, ilustres colegas laureados, excelências, senhoras e senhores. É com enorme honra que a Comissão Internacional contra a Pena de Morte recebe hoje o Prémio Norte-Sul do Conselho da Europa. A Presidente da Comissão, Navi Pillay, gostaria muito de poder estar aqui connosco hoje, mas dadas as atuais restrições sanitárias, não lhe foi possível viajar da África do Sul e, por isso, enviou uma mensagem que será apresentada em seguida. A decisão de atribuição do Prémio Norte-Sul coincidiu com a comemoração do 10º aniversário da Comissão Internacional contra a Pena de Morte. Constituiu, por isso, um importante reconhecimento da ação desenvolvida em todo o mundo pelos membros da Comissão, pelo seu secretariado e pelos 23 Estados que compõem o grupo de apoio da Comissão. Mas, para além disso, o prémio representa um decisivo encorajamento para que possamos prosseguir com redobrado entusiasmo na construção de um mundo livre da pena de capital. Sendo portuguesa e membro da Comissão, participo naturalmente com uma particular emoção nesta sessão da Assembleia da República. Como é sabido, e já foi mencionado, foi há mais de 150 anos que o Parlamento de então decidiu abolir a pena capital. Uma decisão, na altura, corajosa e visionária, que ao longo dos anos tem inspirado muitas outras nações em todo o mundo e que hoje se encontra solenemente corroborada pela Constituição da República Portuguesa. O Conselho da Europa é um forte aliado da nossa Comissão. A sua ação em favor da salvaguarda dos direitos humanos, do primado do Estado de Direito e da consolidação da democracia e os instrumentos jurídicos adotados para garantir a proibição da pena de morte em tempo de paz e em tempo de guerra são uma referência para todos nós. E o Centro Norte-Sul, promovendo o diálogo e a solidariedade entre países de diferentes regiões, abre oportunidades renovadas para que o movimento abolicionista seja verdadeiramente universal. Excellencies, the universal abolition of the death penalty is a goal within reach, and there are very positive developments on which we can build. There is today a majority of abolitionist countries around the world. Three African countries have recently joined this movement: Sierra Leone, Chad and Malawi, and Kazakhstan is expected to follow very soon. Support to a moratorium on the use of the death penalty has continued to grow, and we witness an increasing number of commutations of death sentences and a sharp decrease in the number of executions. But this is no time for complacency. Most of the world's population live in countries that retain the death penalty. In 2020, 18 states carried executions. Several women are still today in death row. And the execution of young people remains a sad reality. The most recent happened just 2 weeks ago. Capital punishment continues to be surrounded by secrecy, legal uncertainty, and very high risks of wrongful convictions and miscarriage of justice. But with the North-South Prize, we feel re-energized to address these challenges with renewed vigor. Reinforcing dialogue at the highest level in retentionist countries, providing technical assistance for a moratorium on executions, and strengthening alliances to secure the safeguard of human rights. With your critical support, we know we can move faster and further in our pursuit of a world that is free from the death penalty. Thank you so much for your support.
Muito obrigado, doutora.
Thank you very much. We'll now listen to the message that Judge Navi Pillay has sent us, because unfortunately she is unable to attend this ceremony in person.
Warm greetings to all of you. It is a great honor for the ICDP and for me as its president to receive the prestigious North-South Prize. At a personal level, The health pandemic with its new variant has prevented me from traveling to Lisbon in person, as I am based in Durban, South Africa. I would have really liked to have been with you in person in this special venue and the impressive award ceremony that has been organized. My fellow commissioner, Marta Santos Perez, will receive the prize in person. ICDP accepts the award with gratitude, as this award is a source of inspiration for the commission to continue our work and commitment with renewed vigor to achieve the good end of the outmoded, cruel, inhuman, and degrading practice of the death penalty globally. I would like to take this opportunity to express ICDP's continued solidarity, gratitude to our allies and friends in the death penalty abolitionist movement. We accept this award with great pride as an acknowledgement of ICDP's achievements since the creation of the commission in October 2010. The award is very timely, as its announcement in December 2020 came during the commission's 10th anniversary. We would like to thank Ambassador Montobio and Spain for nominating ICDP for the North-South Prize. And we accept this award with humility at a time of a disastrous health pandemic that has impacted the world and which has highlighted the limitations of the human rights progress that has been achieved since World War II and presents new challenges to the better respect, protection, and fulfillment of the abolition of the death penalty, the fundamental right to life. ICDP has been recognized for our contribution to the protection of the right to life and its dedication to international solidarity and global partnership. The International Commission Against the Death Penalty's activities are led by 24 commissioners from all parts of the world and is an example of good North-South solidarity and global partnership. For instance, I am from South Africa and Commissioner Marta Santos Perez is from Portugal. Amongst our commissioners, we have former heads of state, heads of government, ministers, senior UN officials, international judges, acclaimed academics from the North as well as from the South. And we use our experiences and our networks to quietly engage with leaders of countries that still retain the death penalty. And we encourage them to move away from capital punishment towards the goal of its eventual abolition. Our efforts are supported by a support group of 23 states from the North and the South. For instance, Portugal and South Africa are founding member states of the Commission. We work with the United Nations, with international government organizations like the EU, the Council of Europe, and we work with civil society organizations, and we complement their efforts. Our day-to-day activities are run by a secretariat based in Madrid, Spain, where the Commission was established. We believe that political leadership is key in moving countries away from the death penalty towards its eventual abolition. It takes time, but it is key to engage, to listen, to increase awareness amongst all the significant actors while moving on this journey towards abolition. Our activities span the world We are engaged in our efforts in Asia, in Africa, Americas, Europe, particularly in Belarus, the Caribbean. In 2014, the ICDP was credited by the government of Suriname as an important international voice when that country abolished the death penalty. Since our inception, ICDP has worked on ending capital punishment in the United States, and our efforts are led by two of our commissioners, former Governor Bill Richardson and former Governor Martin O'Malley. They have led the abolition of the death penalty in their states of New Mexico and Maryland, respectively. The commission is now working with countries of the Central Asia region and with Mongolia to establish a death penalty-free zone in that region. ICDP has worked closely with the drafters of the UN General Assembly resolutions on a moratorium of the death penalty and the UN Human Rights Council resolutions on the issue of abolition of the death penalty. We will continue our efforts bilaterally and multilaterally at all forums and spare no effort until the world is free of the death penalty, not just in law but in practice. So, for us at ICDP, the award of the North-South Prize of the Council of Europe is a very special recognition of our efforts, and it gives us valuable acknowledgement. It rejuvenates our energy and our hope as we renew our commitment to continue the struggle to make the world free of the death penalty. Thank you very much. Obrigada.
Muito obrigado, senhora.
Thank you very much, President of the International Commission Against the Death Penalty. And I'd like to give the floor to Wolfgang Kramer, representing the network of experts of the Mediterranean on climate and environmental change. You have the floor.
Dear President of the Assembly of the Republic of Portugal, dear President of the Republic of Portugal, dear President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, dear Chairman of the Portuguese Delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, dear Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, dear fellow laureates of the North-South Prize, dear guests, Wolfgang Kramer and myself are pleased to be here in Lisbon today in order to receive the North-South Prize 2020 from the Council of Europe. We are here on behalf of a large community of scientists from many institutions around the Mediterranean basin. We know all our colleagues are extremely grateful for this honor, and we want to express our deep gratitude to the Council of Europe and its jury for this recognition. It is also an honor to receive the prize with the International Commission Against the Death Penalty. Let me say a few words about our network first. Since the first establishment of MEDEC, the Mediterranean Expert on Climate and Environmental Change in 2015, approximately 600 experts have expressed interest to be informed about our initiative that aims to inform policymakers on risks associated with climate and environmental change. Our International Steering Committee selected 192 of them for dedicated author roles, covering all relevant scientific disciplines, but also ensuring good participation from North, South, and East Mediterranean countries, and also a good gender balance. A particular motivation for this work came from several intergovernmental institutions who provided significant support in terms of logistics, but also by linking our activity to virtually all governments of the region. These institutions are the Union of the Mediterranean, who kindly proposed us for the prize, and we are very grateful for that. The United Nations Environmental Programme's Mediterranean Action Plan and the Barcelona Convention Plan en Bleu. While none of these institutions look their role was important to ensure that we actually address questions of public and general concern. We would like to thank all of three of them for their support, and we know that they will continue to ensure MEDEC can develop its mission. The Mediterranean Basin is often referred to a hotspot for climatic change and biodiversity because of interaction between multiple drivers. The first one is climatic change, but also pollution, unsustainable use of land and sea, and invasion of non-native species. While the global temperature is now 1.1 degrees Celsius warmer than the pre-industrial level, that is the end of the 19th century, for the basin, it is now reached 1.5 degrees Celsius. This is less surprising than it appears to be, since all of the world's land surfaces have warmed more than the atmosphere above the oceans. The Mediterranean Sea, which is semi-enclosed and relatively shallow, is warming faster than the global ocean. Warming rates are the highest in summer, particularly for afternoon temperature. This will increase the intensity and frequency of heat waves. Cities will experiment heat peaks that will be further amplified by several degrees by mineral surfaces, with particularly significant health risks for children, elderly, and poor people. Their health risks are further amplified by air pollution, which is also exacerbated during the hot episodes. Precipitation is also an important climate parameter in the Mediterranean. It is undergoing an accentuation of drought during the summer months and an increase in heavy rains during the winter months. Only a relatively low average decrease of rain has been projected by climate models for the future, but the enhanced evaporation may cause several water storages for several hundreds of millions of people in the Mediterranean basin. In addition, water demand is expected to increase by 20 to 70% by 2100 due to demographic changes, tourism, and irrigation needs for agriculture. This shortage will be most significant in the southern and eastern Mediterranean, where the climate is already arid and where three quarters of the basin population live. In economic terms, the region depends heavily on tourism, which faces the dual threat of heat waves and environmental degradation on the one hand, and the necessary decarbonization of transport on the other. The current COVID crisis has accentuated many of these negative developments. Based on our assessment, we find it necessary to call for a paradigm shift regarding economic development, which cannot be based on perpetual growth, the assumption of abundant, mostly fossil energy resources, and the production of ever larger amount of waste. Nutrition, which is a revival of the healthy traditional Mediterranean diet, is just one example for a possible transition to lifestyles that are more respectful of nature and thus more sustainable. Other such areas as urban development, transport, and agriculture. Now I give the floor to my colleague Wolfgang Kramer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Joël Guillot, representing the Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Change. And I'd like to give the floor to Wolfgang Kramer, who is representing the MedEC on this network.
So besides warming, environmental change in the Mediterranean also concerns pollution of the air and the sea, and notably from plastics and chemicals. It is also a matter of widespread degradation of ecosystems on land and in the ocean from unsustainable use, including uncontrolled urban development. We do not have time to speak about this today. But we must speak about one threat of particular concern, and that is sea level rise. It's currently reaching 4 millimeters per year, and it is likely to further accelerate due to the destabilization of ice in Greenland and Antarctica. We know that current levels of climate change imply a possible lock-in for further sea level rise for centuries, and levels above 10 meters cannot be ruled out for the coming centuries. This affects everywhere in the world, but also particularly the Mediterranean. There's no conceivable protection against such levels of sea level rise, and the Mediterranean is particularly vulnerable to this because many human settlements and also coastal ecosystems are very close to mean sea level. Centuries-old cultural heritage will be lost in the near future, including coastal cities such as Venice and its lagoon. Already now, smallholder farming systems in deltas such as the Nile are flooded more frequently than before, and what's more important even than that, the water required for irrigation of their land is becoming saltier and can soon no longer be used. Ecosystems in the Mediterranean are of a particular diversity and richness due to the specific environment, but also due to several millennia of co-evolution between human societies and their natural environment. Our report treats this relation in some detail. Here, all I can say is that all ecosystems are basically at risk from environmental change. This is of concern because of the multiple benefits we draw from these ecosystems, but also because fundamentally, all philosophies and value systems around the Mediterranean consider together that nature and all living beings have an intrinsic value, irrespective of their use for us. It is thus not an extreme view if we call for the protection of these ecosystems against environmental change. The Mediterranean is also currently a hotspot, as you know, of social and political instability, with many countries experiencing economic losses and significant suffering of their populations. Scientific studies do not support the simplistic view that environmental change could be seen as a primary cause for conflict and even war. However, we do now understand that these changes can act as what we call threat multipliers. They potentially aggravate conflict and make people more likely to consider migration. This is one of the topics where our assessment touches on basic human rights issues, and we think that these risks alone provide ample reasons for government to strengthen substantially their efforts to protect people against the impacts of environmental change. In fact, we notice with satisfaction that additional work in this area is being welcomed by governments, and we therefore currently prepare a special report about environmental change, conflict, and migration in the Mediterranean region. In closing, let me stress that the efforts of the MEDEC network are not primarily motivated by a particular view on policies for the environment. Rather, we departed from the notion that environmental decision-making by public bodies, but also by private entities, is likely insufficiently informed about the severity of the situation. MEDEC was established to fill this information gap and to synthesize already available scientific information into documents that are hopefully more accessible to policymakers and the general public. One thing we noticed quickly was that the available scientific information was strongly biased to specific details about the northern shores of the basin. It is not difficult to recognize that risks in the south and in the east are at least as severe as they are in the north, and there clearly are less resources to adapt to changes in these regions. And while there is some dialogue about this contrast, information was, and particularly still remains, insufficient to overcome these disparities. We hope that our report supports a more equitable distribution of such resources, focusing on those people and ecosystems that face the greatest need for help. Supporting adaptation to the unavoidable parts of environmental change is a key task for the rich economies in the region. But they also need to recognize that the drastic reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, of pollution, and of unsustainable land and sea use is primarily their responsibility. We believe that our report provides a sobering foundation for this recognition. Many previous efforts of networking have shown that cooperation between researchers from all countries in the region can be a basis for improved intercultural exchange in a more broader sense. Improving on this for MEDEC required particular efforts of contact making and also listening across language barriers and other obstacles. We cannot claim full success of these efforts, but we believe that this type of interaction has been helpful for the understanding of North-South issues across a significant part of our community. We see the North-South Prize as an encouragement in precisely this direction. One element in this effort is that since the beginning of 2021, the network is coordinated by an additional scientist with a very high reputation from Morocco, Dr. Fatima Driouech, the current vice chair of one of the working groups of the Intergovernmental Panel of Climatic Change, the IPCC. But more steps will be needed to ensure the participation of colleagues from southern and eastern countries in the basin. Let me end our short overview of the outcomes of the MEDEC efforts with an expression of our deeply felt gratitude, first to all supporters of the MEDEC network, but particularly the authors of our report and the members of our steering committee. We are supported by a small secretariat hosted by Plan Bleu in Marseille, and we have the pleasure to see our lead science officer, Dr. Katarzyna Marini, here with us today. Without her efforts, we could not have brought this network together. I hope they forgive me if we do not mention individually the many personalities in our support institutions, Union for the Mediterranean, UNEP-MAP, and Plan Bleu here. They know how important each of their activities have been for the success of MEDEC. The good news is that this support will continue. Only the day before yesterday, the 22nd Conference of Parties to the Barcelona Convention, in its still ongoing meeting in Antalya, Turkey, endorsed the MEDEC summary for policymakers, and a comparable step has already been taken by the Ministerial Assembly of the Union for the Mediterranean already a while back. I know that I can convey the immense gratitude of the entire MEDEC network to the Council of Europe for being awarded the North-South Prize, as well as our deep appreciation to the highest representatives of the Republic of Portugal to host us here in your parliament on this day. We value this support immensely, but we also hope that current environmental policies, which, according to currently available evidence, scientific evidence, are insufficient to avert major losses to people in the Mediterranean, will be replaced by significantly more ambitious efforts towards achieving sustainable development and decent living conditions for all inhabitants of the region. Thank you very much. Muito obrigado.
Muito obrigado, senhora.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kramer. I'd like to invite His Excellency, the President of the Portuguese Republic, to deliver his speech. President of the Portuguese Parliament, Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, President of the Delegation of the Parliamentary Assembly to the Council of Europe, representing the President of the Parliamentary Assembly, President of the Executive Committee North-South, Representative of the Government, Vice President of the Parliament, Representative of Parliamentary Groups of the Portuguese Parliament, Ambassadors and Diplomatic Representatives, MPs, Your Excellencies. My first word goes to the President of the Portuguese Parliament in this last visit to the Parliament before you seize your mandate, to say what an honor it has been to closely follow the remarkable presidency that you have conducted in such a time of upheaval as we've had over the past 2 years, where we've had the largest pandemic of the last 100 years, where all the entities of the Portuguese state have had to meet these exceptional challenges. Your Excellencies, it is for me a source of great gratification to once again attend the solemn ceremony of the awarding of this North-South Prize. This prize has already had 25 editions, previous editions, as a symbol of the universal symbols of democracy, solidarity, safeguard of human dignity in Europe and elsewhere. Setting up this prize in 1995 was an act of wisdom and a sign of hope for a better future. And if it made sense at the time, a lot more sense does it make today, in times which are marked by old and new geostrategical tensions and health crisis and economic and social crisis. Building a culture of peace grounded on freedom, equality, solidarity, interdependency is more than ever an urgent matter. The Council of Europe, throughout decades of existence, has conducted a remarkable activity in promoting human rights and deepening the North-South dialogue, as well as in cooperation between Europe and neighboring regions like the Mediterranean Basin. It has been an instance of advocating individual and collective liberties and the value of life, which is the one thing beyond price. I would like to recall the marking moment, which was for the first parliament after the revolution in Portugal, the invitation of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, and what this meant in 75, that is 46 years ago, this gesture that I witnessed as a member of the multi-party delegation that took to Strasbourg all the hope of a nation that was freeing itself from a dictatorship of over 40 years. Your Excellencies, almost half a century has elapsed since that first contact. Right afterwards, a few years later, we joined the Council of Europe. But what has not passed, what has become deeper, is our adherence to the principles and values of an institution of causes, freedom, equality, fraternity. Being here once again in the house of our democracy, we would like to underline the deep appreciation that the Portuguese people have towards the Council of Europe and the commitment of the Portuguese people as regards tolerance, democracy, and human rights. And I'd like to underline the great honor it is for Portugal to host from the beginning the headquarters of the North-South Center and how proud we are by having this award ceremony. That is why it is the laureates who have been chosen are so important because of their activity and they deserve our admiration. In commemorating its 10th anniversary, the International Commission Against the Death Penalty, represented here digitally by its president, Judge Novadem Pillay, and in person by Dr. Marta Sanches Paz, whom I'd like to greet warmly, sees its courageous and unceasing work to promote human rights recognized. The abolition of the death penalty continues to be a timely struggle, an ideal that we should all fight for every day as hard as we can. Unfortunately, there are many states where the capital penalty is still applied or is only temporarily suspended, or where there are attempts to restore it, including Europe and states of organizations that are dear to us. And so we must struggle with the same courage and determination against this as those who over 150 years ago in Portugal decided to abolish the death penalty. All gratitude is small vis-à-vis this endless struggle, which is also decisive for the future of humanity, as is the struggle of this exceptional international organization that is the other laureate, the Mediterranean Experts on Climate and Environmental Change Network, represented by two honorary professors, of Professor Wolfgang Kramer and Joel Guillot, whom I'd like to greet very warmly. The challenge of carbon neutrality is huge, and more demanding in the Mediterranean basin, where the rise in temperatures will have terrible consequences. And in neighboring countries, regions like Africa and across the globe, and we can only be surprised that only some people became aware of this huge problem when migration was added to other problems like poverty and war. Research conducted by the over 700 scientists of the experts network has been crucial to design policies that will combat the climate change and preserve biodiversity in such a vulnerable part of the world. It is also, because of this, an example that must be followed in terms of cooperation between states and partnerships between scientists to face up to the challenges of environmental changes and creating simultaneously a common space of peace and development throughout the Mediterranean basin with different backgrounds. And different activities. The two laureates of this edition of the North-South Prize Award Ceremony come together in terms of struggling for the same principles for the dignity of the human person and the future of our common house, which is planet Earth. Both laureates point to the importance of the North-South relations, which has become even more important in a context of a lot of problems in which we live. To both organizations and to their illustrious representatives, I'd like to express the homage that all the Portuguese people pay to you. God bless you for your hard work on behalf of millions of human beings who are brothers and sisters. God bless the Council of Europe, who brings us together here to try to build a better future. Thank you. I'd like to officially close the session. Thank you very much, you all.